Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and before we get underway with our next interview, we want you to connect with us online at eradiosports.com and also at Twitter. We love hearing from you on Twitter and the tweets, at eradiosports. So we are getting ready to drop the puck. We're going to shift gears in a very big way tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, and now focus our attention on some NHL and specifically the New York Rangers, who are looking to get back to full strength as the Olympians. They have now returned. We're going to take a look at the remainder of the Rangers' post-Olympic stretch and the rest of the regular season schedule. We're also going to get a little bit of a history lesson on the eight decades with the New York Rangers, because the new book we're going to be featuring tonight and that we are shining the spotlight on is titled We Are the Rangers, The Oral History of the New York Rangers. And we're so delighted to welcome in Stan Fischler. It's good to have you with us, Stan, hockey historian.
Well, pleasure to be here.
Well, it is a big week for the New York Rangers as they return. What, they've got seven players back. They certainly need it. This is a very important stretch of the schedule. What, when you look at it, they've got what left 13 road games, 10 games at home. Give us the kind of the breakdown or where the Rangers are at this point in the season. Give us an update.
Well, the Rangers are like an express train that had to make an unexpected stop and get back in full speed ahead. The three-week Olympic break came at the worst possible time for the Rangers, because they were the hottest team in the league at the time the break came, and it certainly was not something that the management wanted to see. So they have to pick up and regain that momentum at a very unusually critical time, because the trade deadline comes about next week, and there are some key moves that have to be made. So the coach certainly is in a difficult position, Alain Vigneault. He's got to rev things up and hope that they're back in form. As I see them, with the roster going into the Olympic break, they have all the earmarks of making it into the playoffs as a real dark horse, possible cup winner.
What is the key for them getting off to a fast start out of that break? Because you're talking 3 weeks off. That's a long time.
Well, the key is, as it has been in other Olympic seasons, the goaltender, Henrik Lundqvist, has to be in top form for the home stretch. And in previous post-Olympic spurts, he hasn't done too well. One of them, of course, was when the Devils beat the Rangers in four straight, and Lundqvist was really not up to par. In fact, he had to be replaced a couple of times by Kevin Weeks. So Lundqvist, now being at the very prime in his career, has to be in top form. And, of course, a lot will depend on a player like Rick Nash, who really was one of the top guns in the Canada Cup gold medal-winning team. Nash comes back, and he's the key to the offense. And if Nash is hot, as he was right before the Olympic break, that will be a terrific sign.
Stan Fischler, we're talking NHL this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is a hockey historian, NHL broadcaster, and of course an author, and we're going to highlight his book here momentarily. But the 2014, Stan, the Winter Olympics are now over, and as you were just mentioning, a couple of New York Ranger players return with medals. Rick Nash won gold with Canada. Henrik Lundqvist. Also, there was did come home with medals this year?
Well, the interesting thing about the Olympics for the Rangers and other teams is not so much the medals, it's who's injured and who's healthy. And, the Rangers have been almost unscathed, but Matt Zuccarello, who is their leading scorer going into the Olympics and their top scorer, he's out for a couple of weeks, maybe up to three, depending on how fast his hand heals. And that's a tremendous blow. And it's a tremendous blow to several teams, but when your leading scorer comes back from the Olympics and he's out of action for a couple of weeks in the home stretch, That's tough. They're going to have to compensate.
Okay, we're talking about the New York Rangers, and you had mentioned just a moment ago about the trade deadline that is just around the corner. Who, perhaps, where can we see some movement take place, perhaps even with the captain?
Well, really, the most debatable issue is Ryan Callahan and Dan Girardi. Callahan is the captain. He's a hard worker. He epitomizes, really, what a top work ethic is about. He never stops trying, and that's why he's been injured quite a bit. The guy is asking a lot of dough, and a lot of experts I read say he's asking more than he's really worth, but that factors into the agent doing a lot of talking, and there's a possibility that he may be traded, which would be really... I wouldn't say it's as bad as if Derek Jeter, captain of the Yankees, gets traded, because Callahan is not a big scorer, but in terms of Ranger character, he epitomizes what hard work is all about. That's one, and of course Girardi has been their workhorse defenseman, but both of them really were more John Tortorella type players. Tortorella coached them for several years, and they were his kind of guys. The new coach who replaced Tortorella, Alain Vigneault, I wouldn't say he dislikes these guys, nothing like that, but I don't see them as more Vigneault guys as they were more of John Tortorella. So it's going to be a fascinating melodrama seeing which way it goes.
Hockey historian, NHL broadcaster Stan Fischler is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I promise here in just a minute we're going to talk about your new book. But as I step back from the 2014, the Winter Olympics, I mean, so many of these guys participated and that are players that are critical to the Rangers' success. How much of a concern for the coaches with the minutes that they accrued and the playing time?
Well, it's a very, very difficult situation because on the one hand, you have the International Olympic Committee that runs the show, and the National Hockey League that contributes the most significant hockey players has no say whatsoever. And this is really sticking into the craw of the NHL owners, many of whom would like the league to pull out of the Olympics altogether. And the Winter Olympics is going to be in Korea. South Korea, and it doesn't benefit the NHL because they lose the most important part of the season, 3 weeks in February, the home stretch, the television coming back from Korea as it was from Russia is at the worst possible time for North American viewers. So my prediction is that we have seen the last of the NHL in the Winter Olympics. And it's going to go back to the way it was when America won a gold medal in 1960 for hockey, and again in 1980. It's going to be non-professionals, collegians, and top teenage players, top juniors. And you know what? It'll be just as good to watch.
Stan Fischler with us. Just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're quickly out of time. I'm looking at my producer right now. He's telling me we've got to wrap it up. Quickly, just tell us about your book that's been out.
Well, We Are the Rangers is an oral history. I interviewed players from the original team right up to the present. It's all about the Broadway blue shirts, everything you want to know, and a lot of people talking about the old days, a lot about the new days and records. It's got everything Ranger.
It certainly does, the early years and the present, and I know there's a lot of emotional moments in there. Stan, thank you so much for joining us. You're a wonderful guest, and we look forward to having you back on.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That, of course, was Stan Fischler talking NHL, the New York Rangers hockey historian. We also want to take time to thank all of our guests, our lineup this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, Brian Jones with CBS Sports Network, Rob Mosley talking about the Oregon Ducks. Of course, he's the editor of GoDucks.com. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of his book. Roy Berger, as we did a review of his new book that's out, The Most Wonderful Week of the Year. Jason Peter, who joins us each and every week, and Steve Bortstein with Fox Sports New Mexico, reminding each and every one of you, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at eRadioSports. That's our Twitter handle, and eRadioSports.com.